Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Street Radio on 101.9 CITR. Your essential selectors on this musical safari are Sam Demo and Chirk. Now pass me that 40 and play some tip-top tracks. Bo.
Hello, Vancouver. How are you doing at the witching hour? This is Life on Jump Street Radio. And we are doing Marvelous. Myself, Sam Demo, with me as always, Mr. Chirk.
Hi.
Mr. Chirk. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good.
Turn you up in the booth.
I have important things to say.
How was your weekend?
Weekend was good, man. It was busy. It was really busy, actually. I went from not DJing in like 3 weeks to three big ol' Halloween parties, so it was super fun.
The Thursday one. Did you guys have that screen up the whole time?
That was wild because... You can't tell what's going on the dance floor at all. So I was like going crazy behind the booth, and who knows?
Were you running around and peeking around?
Once in a while, yeah. And I was like having people like run around and go look for me. I can't play. It's impossible to play like that.
No, that's like masturbating in front of a mirror. What?
That's exactly like that. Actually, I just thought I was the only one. No, but it looks super dope from out front. Like the visuals, we had the skeletons like dancing with the music and shit, and it was fun.
It was funny because that somebody on Facebook had posted and said, "The bloody beetroots will not be at Shine."
Well, yeah,
and it's like, duh.
Yeah, can you could like look at their MySpace and see the massive party they're playing elsewhere. I think they're playing in Montreal actually that night, right?
Really? Yeah. I think it's funny.
Well,
and I've heard that in the past too, like the I Heart Daft Punk parties.
Yeah,
they were like, "Oh my God, Daft Punk's gonna be like,
no,
like, the tickets are $5, bro. Daft Punk is not gonna be there. Daft Punk is like on Mars, like with like 10 girls each, like having robot orgies."
Yeah, get a clue, Vancouver. Get a clue. How was Craze?
Craze was great. Craze was awesome. Kill the Noise. People were chanting Kill the Noise's name before they went on.
Really?
A good time. Very good time. Saturday night, even better time. And I think all of Vancouver had a great time on Halloween. And if you didn't, I feel sorry for you because it's a marvelous celebrate.
It was so busy, man. Like
everywhere.
Granville was like shut down, shut right down. And there was people everywhere.
Just people being retarded.
Yeah.
Just give a person a costume and a reason to get retarded, they just do.
By the way, man, venue's super fun to play. I've never even set foot in there until this weekend. And
really?
The system there is super cool, and the crowd was, they were loving the, like, old house tunes. Like, me and Daryl, I dropped, like, DJ Sammy and shit. And,
really?
And, like, Daryl was playing, like, Darude and Wakefield and really funny stuff, and they were loving it.
Because when I saw you on Saturday night, I'm like, how was it? And you just made like this face and was like, brah, brah.
I saw you on Saturday? Oh, yeah.
You kind of made the face and the look and the noise and the hand gestures of the shit rave.
Wait, wasn't that Friday that I ran into you?
No, that was Saturday night at the after party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Driving a Hummer.
What are you talking about? I drive a tank. That's it.
Anyway, Vancouver, Halloween's done. Everybody had a good time.
Yeah.
This week in Vancouver, if you're going out Thursday night, you have to go to Shine for FML. Yeah. Todd Billen from Finland.
Yeah.
Last time they were in town, they opened up for MIA at BC Place. No.
I didn't go. I don't know.
By the racetrack. It was crazy. Neo Tarek was on stage as the MC. Hilarious evening.
Yeah, they put on a good show, so definitely come down.
Yeah, what's their website? Todbillen.com or CA or UK or Finland?
I imagine it's not CA.
FN? .fn?
Yeah, you just Google Todbillen, check it out.
And on Friday night, if you're going out, there's this asshole named Sam Demo, and it's his 20th birthday party. And it's going down at Modern, and pretty much every fun DJ in Vancouver is going to be there, yourself included.
Yeah, I'm playing. I can't wait.
Neo Tarek, Arnold Sane, my boy The Phonograph.
Blondtron,
Kissing Cousins, December Fur Coat, obviously. And special guest all the way from New York will be DJ Krames,
yes.
a.k.a. Cobra Krames, a.k.a. What More Time, a.k.a.
Mulletude dude.
I wonder if you'll have that mustache thing again.
Well, it is Movember, right?
Movember. Yeah, so enough of us talking, I suppose. What do you want to get into?
I'm just going to play songs. I don't know if I'm even going to mix. I'm just going to play like good stuff that I want to play out.
Taking it back to the old school.
Yeah, like
so,
yeah.
Cool.
So I'm going to put a stick of gum in the old mouth and get to it.
Woo, Vancouver, if you are listening, which I know you are, give us a call, 604-822-2487. You can request some jams or hit us up on the Facebook. Mine's Facebook Sam Demo. Chirk's, I think, is Facebook Chirk or something of that matter. Alright, peace.
Yeah. Serato.
Serato malfunction. Previous producer undid the cables.
We'll be right back.
Don't forget to set your clocks right, kids. Listening, dancing, F homework. This bass will get you pregnant. Please put contraceptives on the speakers. We'll be right back.
Starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Welcome back, everybody. This is Life on Jump Street Radio with DJ Chirk, who was doing all of that internal with no headphones.
You know what? I might just sell my turntables, like, and my headphones. Who even needs it?
Are your turntables even hooked up right now?
I thought you
unhooked them for school.
I don't have anywhere to study in my place, so I have them under my table. Whatever.
Here's a lesson, kids. Once you become a superstar DJ, you don't even need turntables. Jokes, but the reality is like once you know how to mix and you know your tunes and you got Serato where you see the waveform.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, pull a Frankie Wild and not even be able to hear.
It's a sweet crutch to have. I really like it.
Helps when you're like really drunk in the club.
Yeah.
Being able to just...
But that never happens.
Never.
Speaking of drunk in the club, tomorrow night, go get drunk at Republic and cheer for my boy BJ's. Joe Bars is going to show you what's up. I don't know if he's using the MIDI thing, which is super dope when he does. I hope he does because like his best sets are on that thing, or he kills on vinyl. And
is there
too.
Are there like rules? Is there like a you can't use this, you can't use that?
Nah, man, I think it's just like blow up the spot, and if you do, then you win.
Yeah. There was a rumor that one of the DJ duos from the first Mega Blend were. Basically fully miming their set, and they just in Serato threw on a pre-made mix and had like two sets of headphones and one set not plugged in and both dudes like wilding, head nodding to something they probably made on Ableton.
That's a great move. There was a guy, I worked at Caprice way back, and this dude, I can't remember who he was, I'm not going to name names, but I think he got booked based on his little mixtape thing
mix?
He sent out.
Yeah.
And he came in and he said something about technical difficulties, blah, blah, blah. But basically, it came down to him not being able to DJ. And so what he did instead, because they had to do something, is he plugged in his iPod to the mixer and played his promo mix, and literally mime like was turning buttons that knobs and stuff that didn't do anything, and it was the best thing ever.
Wow.
I was really, really, really happy to see that, actually.
It's, you know,
whatever,
it's
whatever.
Such a tired argument about DJing stuff, but like with Traktor and Torque or whatever these programs are, you really don't even need to know how to DJ. There's like literally a button in one of those two programs, I'm not sure when, that auto mixes.
Yeah.
Mixes your two tracks.
Well, I'm okay with that if it helps you do more creative stuff than you can do otherwise. You know what I mean? Like that Richie Houghton guy plays like four tracks at once, and mm-hmm. I don't have four hands to twist four or keep the beat on four turntables, you know? So stuff like that, and like syncing it with the lights, like that's really what that's used for, is like a time code, right? But yeah, when it just fudges it for you, I don't really care. You can kind of tell, though, because, like, some DJs don't really know, and I don't really know, like, you have been doing this for way longer than I have, but there's, like, a format, especially to house music, like, the breakdowns and the choruses are all the same length, and you just fucking drop one over top of the other one, and it comes out, and it sounds right. Like, if you started at the wrong time or whatever, like, it's just not knowing that is funny, because it's really basic.
Yeah. That's, like, with hip-hop, it's, like... Like raps are 16 bars, choruses are 8 bars.
Yeah.
You drop the start of the next song at the start of the verse of the, or the start of the chorus of the last.
Give them free lessons here, actually. There's going to be some DJs in town listening in and writing this down.
Like my mother and your mother.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, moms.
My mom knows what's up, though. She knows about choruses and breakdowns. Yeah, she taught me.
Check. You never drop on a 13th. The 13th bar. This bar? Now? Really?
Yeah, for real though. She's like a disco. My mom's a disco queen. Yeah, she's all about Donna Summer.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
It actually is here and there. And where you are right now, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, is Life on Jump Street Radio.
Yeah.
With Chirk, myself, Samuel, Demo. And we're just doing things, having fun, doing our Tuesday night, our volunteer work here.
Yeah,
that's CITR.
What was I gonna say? We're getting our ramble on tonight. Hey, I really like it. We'll get like 3 months worth of talking in, and then play all music from now on. Anyways, I'm excited about your birthday, dude. This is a good lineup, and it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be really fun. I think what's gonna happen is everybody gets about 20 minutes.
Nice.
And I got a big old bottle of pirate adult beverage, and I've got a big old stack of pirate patches, and everybody has to wear pirate patches.
Can I wear two pirate patches?
Only when you're DJing. And we're just gonna have some fun, man. I'm just gonna surround myself with my friends and just get wild and see what happens with the Cranes.
I'm happy to. Yeah, man.
Guns up.
He's super fun. I love that he like gets on the mic and is just like yelling at everybody.
We gotta make sure we get
coolest.
The mic on.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe I'll play some more music or something.
Play some tunes. If you guys want to hear anything, 604-822-2487. You can hit us up on Facebook. My Facebook. Do you have like a vanity URL for your Facebook?
No.
Like mine's facebook.com/samdemo.
I think I tried to do that, but I'm just didn't really figure it out.
I'm hearing beeping.
That's my Barry. Sorry,
cellular telephone.
Really important. Go support BJ's tomorrow night because he's a down ass dude and
homie.
Also, pretty good at the whole DJing thing. So I'm gonna be there, and I hope you all will too.
Yeah.
This is Life on Jump Street on 101.9 CITR FM. My name is DJ Chirk. I'm sitting across from Sam Demo, and you're about to hear some Kid Conga. Bye.
Yeah!
Hold on.
imagine if this was a Kirkland Klan mashup? Oh, it'd be so rad.
Put your hands up. 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 Put your hands up.
We're laughing in the booth. Corpus track this week. My name's Chris Shepherd and you're listening to Pirate Radio.
Time in the air. For sure.
LeJohn! 3-6, my
Yeah.